The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For Hetri Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Chof Gimel. When Reuven would like to have a din Torah against Shimon, Reuven the Tovea will send a hazmona to Shimon in most cases that he would like him to come to Beis Din. Shimon, who receives the hazmona, the nitva, will often say, I'm not interested in going to the Beis Din of the Tovea, and he will then want to name an alternative Beis Din that he would be ready to go to. If Reuven is maskim, if Reuven agrees to go to this Beis Din, that will be fine, but the halacha is that Reuven, in most instances, is not mechuyev to accept the Beis Din of Shimon, any more that Shimon, the nitva, the defendant, is not mechuyev to accept the Beis Din of Reuven. There are exceptions to the circumstances where the two parties might be mechuyev to accept a particular Beis Din, but in most instances, the nitva is not mechuyev to accept the Beis Din that's sending the hazmona, to accept them as their jurisdiction, and he's allowed to name another Beis Din to go to. But again, Reuven is not mechuyev to accept the Beis Din of the nitva. So what is the resolution of such a case? So let us look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dinei Mominis Bishloisha. The halachas of Mominis are donned with three people. Zeh Baraloi Echad. This one picks one. Vezeh Baraloi Echad. This one picks one. Ushneim Barim Lehem Oid Echad. And then the two pick together a third. Divra Meir. The Chachamim disagree and say that the two Dayanim who were first chosen, Shnei Dayanim, Bayrin Lohem Oid Echad, they are the ones that select the Shalish, the third middle Dayan. So this is the scenario, what happens. The Gemara goes back and forth to explain and comes out Lamaskana that Reuven picks one Dayan. The one that he's ready to accept is called his Bayer. Shimon picks another Dayan that's called his Bayer. And Shnehem, the two Dayanim, the two Bayerin, our Bayern Lahem Oid Echad, that's called the Shalish. And this is what creates what's called the Zavla. Zeh Bayern Lahem Oid Echad, Vizeh Bayern Lahem Oid Echad, Ushneim Bayern Lahem Oid Echad. Rashi explains in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a Milo of having a case of Zavla, is Sheyetze Hadin La'amitai. That is, in such a case, there's a big milo, is that yaitse din emes la'amitai, is that having such a din Torah, there will be a outcome that is a din emes la'amitai. Rashi explains that the reason why this happens is for two reasons. The tzaisi bali dinim, the bali dinim will listen to the outcome of the din Torah. The sabar ha'chayiv, the person who is found to be guilt, who is found to be chayiv, the one who's going to be, is going to be responsible either to pay or he'll lose, he will not be able to recover the funds. He says, Harei ani ba'atzmi biyarti ha'echad. I myself picked the one dying that I chose. Bimhoyu yochel ha'apich b'schusi. And had it been possible that he would be able to have found some type of s'chus, hoyu ma'apich, he would have found something. That's number one reason. V'hadayonim ba'atzmam noicha daiton la'apich b'schus shnehem. And number two, the dayonim themselves will readily find more schusim b'nei sheshneim birurum. So the reason why the person is going to be willing to accept the psag din is number one because he says, I myself am the one that picked him. And if there was any schus, he would pick it. And number two, that the dayanim themselves will be mahapich b'schus shnehem, will be open-minded to find more of the possible things that could be a schus for either the two parties. The Rosh on this sugyo explains that there are many people who are chesari das who make a mistake how to learn this Rashi, and that they learn from this Rashi that the dayan is supposed to be mahapich on the schus of the one that chose him, and that he is supposed to be b'mekaymoy to even make things go shaloi kedin. And because of this, people are noyeg. The minig was for certain people to pick people who are bali tachbulois, who are known to be able to confuse the din, and they hang their hats on these divrei Rashi, that's mashma, that there's an inyan, that there's a point of the boyer to be mahapach in the schus of the person that chose him. The Rosh explains that that's not the Pshat in Rashi. Chalila v'chas, this is not the Pshat in Rashi. Because what Rashi is saying is that he thinks that the Baal Din says to himself that the person is going to be mahapech b'schusa yoysemi b'schusa acher, and therefore he's going to listen to the Din. But the Dain himself, the Rosh explains, Chalila should be that he should find and say a svara for the schus of the person unless he himself thinks that it's a proper halacha. So if the Dain himself thinks that the halacha is emes, then he's supposed to argue the point. But if the Dain thinks that it's not a richtige svara, if it's not a true svara, then it's also for him to say it, and it's also for him to mislead and misguide the other Dayanim to accept his svara, even if he's mesupik. This is called mata mishpat. But rather, the point of Rashi is that if there is any schus that's here to be able to be over to be looked at, each one of the Dayanim that is boyer mitzad, the Baal Din that picked him, so he's going to be looking and searching to see for every schus that's emes, and he has to have an open mind to be able to understand and to hear that not every svar is going to be true, and he'll have to argue out with the other Dayanim too as to whether the din is true or not true. But Chalila v'chas, it's not the pshat that the Dayan that's chosen by the one person should automatically be siding with the one person who chose him. Then why would that be called Yetzei Din Lamitoi? This is not Don Din Emes Lamitoi. Rashi is explaining the Milo of a case of Zavlo is that the Din is going to be Yetzei Din Emes Lamitoi. So therefore the Rosh learns that this is the Pshat in Zavlo, and it's the Schus of any party who is being coming to a Din Torah that he does not have to agree to a Bezdin of the other side, and rather he's able to have this situation where each Dayan would pick one Dayan. The two Dayanim would then pick a third Dayan, who is called the Shalish. He's the neutral Dayan, who's going to be in between, so to say, and he'll be hearing from the two Dayanim who were chosen by the Bali Dvarim themselves to be mahapech and to speak out every type of schus that's possibly there. And this way, with three people, two people who are each one looking to see every schus of the party, there'll be no stone that's left unturned, and there will be yoytzei din emes lamitoi. Now today, what we find in this situation, the Zavlo, is that the Baal Dvar speaks to the Boyer, number one, is an issue. And number two, what we find very often is that the Boyer, the person who's being chosen by the Baal Din, is paid by his Baal Din. So each Baal Din is paying the Boyer that he chooses to be a Dayan. And then the middle Dayan, the third Dayan, the Shalish, that's going to be the third person who is the neutral party, his costs are shared by the two parties. So we have over here a little of a technicality, is how can this be so? Is that the Baal Dvar should be speaking to the Baal, to the Dayan before the Din Torah. We learned in the Gemara previously that Shemaya ben Achechem, Ushvatatem Tzedek, is that the halacha is that the Dayan is not supposed to be hearing from the Baal Din previous to the Din Torah. And there's also a question as far as the cost is that he's paying him, that there should be technical problems of Shaychad, is that he is being paid off by his Baal Dvar, and therefore he's going to be seeing l'shusoy of the Baal Dvar and not l'chiyuvoy. And therefore, some people would like to say that there's a problem with the Zavlo situations that we have today. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that because of the fact that there's a minig that such a Zavla exists, where the Bali Dvarim, the Baal Din, speaks to the Dayan in advance of the Din Torah, so therefore it's Ke'ilu, they made a Tanai amongst themselves to accept this situation, and therefore this Tanai should work. Not everybody agrees to this shot of the Aruch HaShulchan, as there are problems over here to say, is Masna Mashikasa Bat Torah, and therefore the Shevet HaLevi holds that it's not mukhruf that a person should have to accept such a zavloch. So even though the halach is going to be that where the two parties do agree to have such a zavloch, it's not going to be considered to be possible because we have the shitas orach hashulchan to rely on, but yet the Shevet HaLevi says that one party can say, I do not want to agree to such a zavloch, and he can insist on having a type of zavloch where the bayrer is not going to be spoken to by the baldin beforehand. Very often what happens is that each person who's a baldin has a tayin, and the tayin is the one that he speaks to, but the bayrer is separate and is not spoken to before the din tayra. That would be a richtige zavla, a richtige zebar le'echa v'zebar le'echa, and in such a case, certainly then such a din tayra would not necessarily have such a problem. However, since again, very often the cases of a zavla do result in such a case, so the Shevet HaLevi Shita is that one is not mukhruf to accept this. Also a note is that the situation of being able to request the Zavloh, the Ramah in Siman Gimel, says that this is only in a case where there is no Bezen Kavua Be'ir. The Ramah in Siman Gimel says that if there are Dayanim who are Kavuim Be'ir, then neither side is able to say that I would like to have a Diyun with a Zebayr, which is, so when there is a Bezen Kavua Be'ir, this is not going to be the case. However, Bezdin Kavua Be'ir is not as simple as it sounds. It doesn't mean that there's an established Bezdin. What it means over here, Bezdin Kavua Be'ir, means is that the city itself got together and created a Bezdin that is going to be Kavua, meaning to say that the entire populace got together and decided that we're going to be Kavua Bezdin, which would be, if you could have a Kehila that does this, would be certainly a wonderful idea, is that the Bezdin would be funded and supported by the entire city. So rather than the Bali Din having to pay extraneous fees to be able to cover the cost of the Din Torah, what would happen is that every person in the city would pay a specific small amount of a tax to be able to support the Bezdin, and the Bezdin would have funds to be able to cover its costs, and then any person who would want to have it entire will be able to have it entire at a very economical cost. There are cities that have such a situation set up, but it is far from often that there is such an existing situation. And only in such a situation is the halacha that the person who lives in such a city can insist and say that a zavla bezdin, a zebar le'echa v'zebar le'echa, which is an ad hoc bezdin, where it's not a bezdin kavua. Only in such a city would a person be able to say, I do not accept such a zavloh. Other places a person would have to accept the zavloh. At the same time, he might not necessarily be mechuyev, like we saw from the Shevet HaLevi. He might not be mechuyev to accept a bezdin of zavloh where the two parties will be talking to the dayanim in advance, before the din tayra. They could insist if they would like to have a din tayra that's al pi halacha, according to many paiskim. It's also something to note that it's an unfortunate situation that when two people need to have a din tayra, things can stretch out, because the first person sends a hazmana, the nitva says he wants to go to another bezdin, the tevea does not agree to his bezdin, and the nitva does not agree to the bezdin and the tevea. It goes back and forth, and then they have to try and find a buyer, and each one finding a buyer can take an extraneous amount of time, and it sometimes is unfair. In order to avoid such a situation, it certainly would be advisable that two people who are entering into any type of an agreement should sign a dispute resolution clause whereby they would already be makabel in a proper fashion, and if one wants to do this kahalacha, he would probably be advised to speak to a person who is competent in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat to be able to write up such a clause whereby the two parties would accept as binding jurisdiction to any dispute that we have to go to a specific bezdin. It could be stipulated in the shor berurin in their agreements as to how quickly a person should have to come to bezdin. In this way, they could avoid the headache, because too often it happens is that a person is looking to come to a din tayra and things get schlepped out because it's not agreed in advance as to where the venue of any question should be to adjudicate the dispute. And if this is something that's predetermined, it certainly would save a lot of headache.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.